Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am deeply grateful to be with you on this June 4th, 2023 day. We got a dilly whopper today. We're going to be working on something that is extremely important, and I don't know if I will be able to get this across to this individual, much less my audience. So I want you to forgive me for my ineptness. And I know I shouldn't start out that way, but this is a very important thing. Cindy from New York has written me. We have corresponded back and forth a little bit here and there. And she says in her email, if you would answer this on your podcast, what is this light that you speak of, Cindy? This light that lives within us has been turned off, basically, by our assumptions and presumptions. Let me read you something from Jesus that it might help. This is in Matthew. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eye is single, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is divided, your whole body will be filled with darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? What he meant by the lamp of the body, the eye, is how we see things, how we recognize things in this world as an extension of the light of understanding, the light of compassion. It is a realization. This light is the depth of a deep realization that most people will not give themselves. So if I, Cindy, am looking at someone or something in my livingness, how am I going to look at them? From the bias of my human emotion, my human passions, my human ignorance? This is the way most of us live. We live in the lamp of the human eye, and that eye is not always very kind, very loving. It is typically pretty mean-spirited. It's full of darkness, and I'm going to get into that. So when you start looking at your life, what eye do you look at? Do you look at it from the totality of a deep and profound love that you are experiencing within yourself? Close your eyes, Cindy, just for a moment while you're listening to this. And what do you hear my voice doing? What do you hear as the message that I am offering? What do you hear? If you hear it, you will understand you probably are seeing it from assumption, presumption, from the confines of your human body, your genetic nature. And that is filled with all sorts of darkness. And that's what Jesus meant when he said, if your eyes are divided, your whole body will be filled with darkness. If you really look deep inside, there's a pessimistic part of ourselves that we are constantly fighting to get beyond, fighting to deny, fighting all the time, trying to get beyond it in some fashion or another, and we never do. How great is that darkness? It is huge. In my work, I have found that you can get people to their darkness far quicker than to their light. The light that I speak of is something that dispels darkness, but the problem is we have become so accustomed to this darkness and the state of mind of this darkness that we live by it without even knowing it. It is deep in our unconscious mind. And we never question this darkness. We will think of it as logic and reasoning. And that's as far as we'll ever go with it. We think, oh, well, I've figured it out, and you are a bad person, or they're bad people, whatever. We come up with all sorts of grandiose ideas that we are the light of the world and they are not kind of thing. But that is where our eye becomes slanted, split. It is where we're looking at things from the bias of human ego. In John, Jesus says this. He is really interesting because he is debating with the Jews and the Pharisees, and he said, I am the light of the world. Whosoever follows me will never walk in darkness. He will have the light of life. Yes, the light that is life itself. His teachings are counter to the teachings and the rigmarole of traditional beliefs. In an odd way, in a very odd way, religion is preaching, generally speaking, the dark, the darkness of a God that is what they believe to be punishing, menacing, creating all sorts of mysteries like killing children or seemingly innocent people or things like that. Surprise, surprise, you're pregnant. I wasn't planning on this. Well, it must be that God wanted this. That's what I hear all the time, especially at hospice, believe it or not, from traditional people. You are the light of this world. Deep inside all of us, Cindy, is this light, this understanding, this awareness, this basic goodness of love. But we do not allow it to be the lamp of our life, our heart, our authentic heart, I say. Because the human heart is the ego. That is all it is. But the real authentic heart is your relationship, your harmony with love. And if you have achieved this harmony in some manner or another through meditation, you will find that you walk a different path than most people, and that the light that lives within you will not be for darkness. In other words, you won't think you've got it because you think you know what is right and wrong and good and bad, and that bad people should be punished and good people should be rewarded, that kind of thing. That is not the light. That is a human light, a human darkness, I should really say, that purges us from goodness and love. So that is the light I speak of. And I've been working with my students all this year on realizing they are the light. It's very difficult for them because most of them, like you, have very low self-esteem. They have their opinions about themselves and they try to prop up their self-esteem by believing that they're more than really what they are. And then others think that they just can't do it, that they're just trash. And then there are those precious few that are considering neither good nor bad, right nor wrong. They just are watching and watching and watching. And that's the way it is done. It is done by watching, no longer being hooked on the idea of emotions and passions and moving from emotion and passion, but rather from the simplistic insight to see love for what it is. Love is love. It is just harmony with all of the universe. And once you and I understand this, once we are aware of it, and it can't be some intellectual philosophy that I have, it has to be the direct experience that I awaken to through meditation. It is then and only then that I understand what this light is, as you call it. It is something that we all have, but rarely, rarely consider as reality. Very rare. Oh, Cindy, I wish you were here. I wish I could help you more. If that isn't enough, you are always welcome to send me another email and let me go a little further with this. Thank you for your question, and please forgive me. Namaste. Thank you for listening. I'll be back on the air next week. And if you have any questions you would like asked, or I should say answered, forgive me, just email me at greg@aspire.org. Have a wonderful weekend. And as always, as you know, please forgive me. Namaste.